This is Paul Meyer, founder and director of IDEA and author of Accents and Dialects for Stage and Screen. I invite you to listen to the following IDEA sample and guess the home country of the speaker.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who'd been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal was suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Cuma, Cuma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Cuma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were futile. Very soon, Cuma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison's millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Cuma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.